USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
If you're among the 55 million Americans expected to be heading somewhere for Thanksgiving, AAA's Robert Sinclair says, whether it's driving or flying,
Thanksgiving itself is probably going to be the best day to travel of the holiday travel period. It's going to be very light.
Today, those expected to see big delays because of the travel traffic in the skies and on the highways, and that's going to be made worse by some severe weather. This man in New York has advice for those who will be driving.
Just give, you know, plenty of space in front of you on the roads and try to make sure that your partner is not freaking out while they're driving.
An overnight explosion at a chemical plant in East Texas, forcing people to evacuate after shattering windows some 40 miles away. The blast at the TPC Group plant in Port Neches set off a fire that's still burning, shooting flames hundreds of feet in the air. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh? We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online. Only at Banana Republic Factory. Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online. Only at Banana Republic Factory.
Always associated with New York in the past, President Trump recently changed his residency to Florida. Last night, he held his first Keep America Great campaign rally in the Sunshine State since doing so.
Less than 1 year from now, I will join voters across the Sunshine State, my home, as we head to the polls. And together we will win back the House, we will hold the Senate, and we will keep that beautiful, beautiful White House.
Meanwhile, the anonymous author who wrote a behind-the-scenes book about the Trump White House says there's no doubt President Trump demanded a quid pro quo from Ukraine. The anonymous White House official hosting an Ask Me Anything interview on Reddit yesterday, saying they were sure Trump withheld military aid from Ukraine to leverage an investigation into a political opponent. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Florida authorities are investigating whether an online ad that appeared to be offering an infant for sale is legitimate. It was posted to Craigslist last week, offering a two-week-old baby for $500, with a four-year-old sister thrown in for free. The supposed seller claiming to work for the state's Department of Children and Families. The department says so far it has spoken to one suspect who is denying involvement. For supermarkets, today is what's called Turkey Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. It's when stores usually see around twice the foot traffic of a normal day. A lot of customers will be looking for those last-minute side dishes or those one or two ingredients they forgot for something they're making at home. Meanwhile, looking ahead a couple of holidays, the lineup for one of the most famous New Year's Eve shows on TV is set. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Singer Ciara, actor Billy Porter, and actress Lucy Hale will be hosting Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve in December. Producers announced it on Twitter and said they will join Ryan Seacrest to host the New Year's Rockin' Eve parties. Hale, 30, will co-host the New York Bash with Seacrest in Times Square. Ciara will host the Hollywood party in Los Angeles, and Porter will host a bash in New Orleans. The special airs live on ABC.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.